We've talked the whole night through.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Good morning. Good morning. It's great to stay up late. Good morning. Good morning to you.
This is WPTF Radio, Raleigh, North Carolina, and I'm Reese Edwards.
Hello, everybody. Atlantic Coast Conference Tournament basketball is on the air. This is Wally Ausley.
This is Bill Jackson speaking.
Hello, everybody. Welcome now to Sportsline. Gary Dornberg with you.
I'm Tony Rixby, WPTF News.
Hello, this is Charles Carroll, CBS News, of WPTF in Raleigh.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back to Carolina Newsmakers. I'm Don Curtis.
Hello, friends. This is Bill Friday, WPTF in Raleigh.
I'm Rufus Anderson on the Weekend Gardener.
Now, here is your moderator, Tom Kemp.
Thanks for watching this week's NC Spin.
Now, here is Dave Kaiser. Hi-yo, well, that's good.
This is Art Devine.
This is Robert St. John in the NBC Newsroom in New York.
The Monitor edition of News of the World.
Debnam views the news. And now, here is Mr. Debnam.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Yours truly, Sam Beard.
And Jim Reed.
And Carl Gert.
Thank you, Sam, and greetings to all of our listeners.
This is Harriet Presley, WPTF in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Wayne Ennis standing by now with a check of the latest news.
WPTF News presents Regional Report, a digest of late happenings throughout the area.
This is Bill Ellis.
This is Jimmy Capps. For the nocturne, we send as our best.
This is Will Hope.
This is Warren Barfield with Kingdom Scott at the organ and a program of familiar carols.
Good morning, this is Phil Franklin.
Paul Harvey. Good day.
And this is J.C. Knowles with the North Carolina Collection on WPTF.
I'm Mike Blackman, WPTF News.
Good evening, I'm David Sherrill.
This is Robert Hager, WPTF News.
This is Bob Farrington.
Good morning, everybody. Charlie Gaddy here with Ask Your Neighbor.
Mario Dale here.
Fess Parker, our guest this morning here at News Talk 680.
Well, Jack Boston, that was a great introduction.
Everyone, great to have you with us. This is North Carolina's Morning News. I'm Brian Freeman on WPTF.
Hello, I'm your friend Bart Rittner.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Bob Butler Show, and this is Ned Champion reporting.
And here is Carl Venters. WPTF is the voice that shares with its neighbors what it's like to be living the life of Raleigh.
This is Donna Mason on 680 WPTF.
And I'm Dick Stork in the WPTF Record Vault. Good morning to you.
Tom Kearney here.
Johnny Hood on the Southern Farm Network.
Well, howdy, everybody. I'm Hef Hansen.
I'm Marlon Bowling reporting.
This is Charles Osgood wishing Mike Raley and Ann Clapp congratulations on the anniversary of WPTF's Weekend Gardener program.
I'm Mike Riley, the Weekend Gardener. Welcome in, everybody.
I'm Ann Clapp.
And this is the Tar Heel Gardener saying, keep them growing.
All right, it's 10:08. And the Tar Heels will be coming on with their pregame for basketball at 10:30, so a little short today. 919-860-9783. Still have a half hour, a little less than a half hour for the Weekend Gardener. Phil Campbell is with us, Brother Rufus, and Paul McKenzie, who's retired extension agent from Vance and Warren and Durham. And where else did you work?
Hornet.
Hornet. I didn't recall Hornet.
Yeah. That was that's where I started my career.
Well, you may have met Representative Howard Penny at one time, but he's an active farmer and legislator down there. Good people in Harnett County.
Oh yeah, I enjoyed Wumbles.
So you're familiar with J.E. Wumbles?
Yes. Yeah.
We don't have it.
You don't need it.
Yeah. They were supportive of extension.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, they're supportive of the community.
Yeah.
Gosh, everything is blooming. Your winter honeysuckle is blooming, you said. I got to check mine. I don't know if it is or not. It's probably not. Like everything else, my yard doesn't get enough sun. My winter sweet, which is extraordinary. It's one of the ugliest plants I have in my yard. Mm-hmm. But when it blooms, it's just extraordinary, that banana kit candy fragrance is the only way I can describe it.
Right.
But I cut off a bunch of limbs a couple of days ago and brought them inside and put them in water. I make a big display of them, and you can, you know, you walk into the kitchen at my house and it just smells like banana kits.
Right.
So, but it's really neat.
And
so all the things that are blooming this time of year.
Edgeworthia is just about to start showing some yellow.
Yeah.
I went up under the bottom of the bloom and took a picture of it.
And that has a nice fragrance, too. The Daphne, Rufus and I were talking about the Daphne, the buds are still real tight. I don't have do you have a Prunus Mumae? Do you have any for sale there?
Yes, I do. As a matter of fact,
are they starting to bloom?
It's on sale. I haven't looked. I need to go back over there and check it.
Fantastic. Yeah.
We had some on sale in our sale section.
Yeah.
So I'll have to check and see, because that'd be great.
Indestructible. No disease that I know of. And mine's about 20 feet tall.
But I think they do get borers.
Yeah, something happened to the one we had at the corner, but I think it got too wet. It was planted where...
It does not like wet feet, and I think it likes some pretty good sun. So, but it has interesting looking bark. The leaf color, its only drawback is the leaf color is not good in the fall.
Right.
But other than that, it just extraordinary fragrance, spicy fragrances, and cinnamon, definitely some cinnamon in there. But they have some dark. I had one for years. And I don't remember which variety it was, but they were darker, fairly dark flowers, unlike the Peggy Clark, which has light pink flowers on them. But to have things blooming in the fall and winter, especially the winter, is really really extraordinary. I love the winter landscape. I've said this many times before, because it everything looks so clean and neat out in the fields. I'm talking about out in the country mainly. But all the leaves are off the trees, and
you mentioned that last time we were out there wandering around lost again.
You keep blaming me for this.
It was a productive trip.
It was. We had a great time.
You exclaimed how much you love the winter scenery.
That's why I'm thankful we kept the GPS on the vehicle got lost.
Well, that Jerry or Jenny or whatever her name was very confused.
Well, that's because there were no cell towers and she lost her signal out there. Because she told me she did, and I said, we're in trouble now.
Yep.
Well, speaking of the winter landscape, great time of year, believe it or not, to go to your public gardens and see all the things that do bloom this time of year.
Go to the arboretum.
And that have berries.
Berries, interesting bark, all the things that make your winter landscape look
good. Go to the botanical gardens in Chapel Hill and look at all the native plants. Mm-hmm. That's all that they have there, native plants. Yeah.
People think of that as a spring activity, but any time of year, you're going to see something neat.
Right,
Sarah P. Duke, J.C. Rawson. Mm-hmm. UNC Botanical
Garden. Fun outing. Get some ideas for your landscape. Hey, Billy has some ideas about stuff, too, at the farmer's market. How you doing, Billy?
Hey, I'm doing good.
You got some firewood out there this morning, son?
We got some firewood. Yes, sir. I believe we need some this morning.
I think that would be a good thing to have. You got plenty of turnip salad and creasy greens and mustard greens, collard.
Yeah, we got greens and apples. We still got strawberries. There's tunnel-grown strawberries.
Boy, some apple cider, hot apple cider would be really good right now.
Mm-hmm.
It would be. I had some apple cider New Year's Eve.
And you just can't beat the fragrance of the market shops and all that they have in there, from the coffee at one end to the bakery at the other that has all the bread baking, and it's the market grill that has the Rufus dog.
Oh man!
Yeah, you've tried all of that, haven't you, Billy?
I have. I tell you what, I haven't tried anything in there I don't like. I've tried a lot of stuff out of that building too. Like I said, you go in there and you got to get something.
Well, they tell me that the Rufus dog sells very well. I don't know.
I'm sure it does. How can it not? I mean, mustard, slaw, chili, and onions, that's a Carolina hot dog right there.
Oh, yeah. Red Wieners.
Yeah.
Yum.
Johnston County.
So, Willie, Billy, when are some of the plant growers going to bring stuff in?
People, I know. It looks kind of bare down there.
Yeah, people seem to think that this is not a good time to plant. This is the best time in the world to plant perennials and shrubs.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's going to be out here selling plants. So
at least in the next week or so, I guess. It's going to be pretty cold in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But it really is, because our ground doesn't get hard like it does up in Minnesota or you know, farther north.
Right. We're still closed, too. So it's just
not. We all going to open up?
I'm not sure. With this weather, we're going to have to just kind of see, right, Billy?
That's it. Now, if you need some little small indoor plant up in Market Shop, we have some little succulents and stuff up there. At Cole's Produce, they have a few little things. Miss Amy used to be down under the building.
Right. Succulents are really easy to grow, too. If you want something easy to grow, if you say you don't have a green thumb, by golly, you can do that well.
Down under the farmer's building, we have the Alpaca bellacina. And the girl's out here, she's spinning. Alpaca wool in the thread, and then they have sweaters and blankets and scarves.
Ooh, that's warm. Need some of that right now.
Yeah. Sounds like a good idea, and it says that this that alpaca wool is itchy, so that's probably a win, too.
I know. I love alpacas. I don't know that I'd want to try to raise them, but they have so much personality.
They do.
I mean, just look at one. Look at one in the eye.
I know.
Get them to stare at you.
You don't want to have one in your backyard?
I do not.
I was down here talking to Shelby a while ago while that's doing the spinning, and she gets on the telephone on like FaceTime or something, and her sister's back home there for Shiloh, and she's sitting there talking to the alpacas, you know, like they're saying.
Well, what are they saying, Billy?
I couldn't understand them.
Well, they have a really good personality, and they're just great. I love them.
Well, you can't beat the alpaca for sweaters.
They're great guard animals.
I mean, ask
too.
Frank Sinatra. He used to wear alpaca sweaters all the time.
They're sweet.
Yeah, they do look sweet.
They'll spit at you occasionally.
Well, that's the camel in them, dromedary, I guess. I don't know. I'm sure they're kin to them somehow.
Alpaca farm one time in western Georgia mountains, and I was having a real fun time. This old boy, and he went,
the old boy went like that, or the alpaca?
An alpaca.
Oh, okay.
Spit right in my face.
Yep.
But they're cute animals.
Yeah. Just keep your distance, I suppose. Or catch them on a good day. Well, Paul, have you had any encounters with alpacas?
Oh, Mike, I was an extension agent for 25 years.
Do people raise them up there?
Not commercially.
Way up north
but,
there?
You know, you'd run into one on a farm that was basically a pet, you know. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about that?
But yeah, farmer's market. Wow. Go and watch somebody spinning alpaca and get all the fresh fruits and vegetables, tunnel grown strawberries.
Those are such good strawberries.
Spend a day at the farmer's market.
Yeah.
It's like a destination.
And eat at the farmer's market.
Yes.
Oh, gosh, you can eat. Have you had breakfast this morning, Billy?
No, I just actually had some cheese for breakfast. That's all I've had so far. That and coffee.
Well, you need to go get yourself a biscuit for that cheese.
Well, the problem is I went over there up on top of the hill day before yesterday and ate. And you know, I got up there and I was like, well, I'm not really that hungry, but I met somebody up there. And they said, well, I'm hungry. Let's go up there and eat. I was like, well, I'm not that hungry right now. Well, I'll go on up there anyway. But guess what?
What?
I found room for food.
I think there's, with all they got on the menu, you're going to find some food, and all you have to do is walk in there and, it smells so good.
It would change your mind.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You got time to hang on a minute?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're going to take a little break, and then we're going to talk a little more to you, and then we're going to talk to Big John. And Joe the Bouncer says that he's trying to get over here to perform an Ilya Mazenary act.
He needs to get here this time on time for the Chittenden Club.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're not going to get into that.
No.
That's behind the scenes. More coming up. It's 10:20. All right, we are running quickly out of time. The Tar Heels have a basketball game, and that pregame is going to start at 10:30 this morning. I'm going to finish up with Billy and then talk to Big John. Billy, we made it up to the restaurants, but not to the seafood restaurant, which is just as important for a lunch. I guess they open about 11 o'clock. And what time's the farmer's market restaurant open? At 6?
6.
Yeah, 6 until about 3, and then 11 o'clock for the seafood restaurant. How long do they stay open?
7?
Okay.
Yes.
And the Market Grill, what about them?
There's kind of fluctuate more. Let's see, it's open till 3,
yeah.
I believe.
Yeah.
3 today.
Okay. Well, you had your one day off, Billy, the Christmas day, but y'all are open 7 days a week. Y'all got any big things coming up?
About right now. There is some things that's kind of in the planning stage right now.
Right. Yeah, I'm sure y'all are always doing that, and the plants will be back out there in building number 2 at some point.
Mm-hmm. And we will be moving to farmers at some point between now and March.
Right, right. There'll be more farmers coming in.
And that's the maintenance of the building.
And at some point in 2025, the folks at Logan's will be, I noticed they're working on the building up there above the restaurant. And yeah, just all kinds of things going on at the Farmers Super side, of course, there. And a lot of interesting vendors. And please go out and do some business with the folks at the State Farmers Market in Raleigh. Billy, thank you so much.
Thank you, and y'all come see.
All right, buddy.
Take care.
Introducing, ladies and gentlemen,
the only,
the one and only Hall of Fame beach music guy, Big John. Hey, John.
Good morning and Happy New Year.
Hey.
Happy New Year,
happy
brother.
Happy New Year to you.
What's going on?
I don't. We're just wrapping things up. The Tar Heels are right on. Are about to trample us here.
No. We want the Tar Heels trampling the other team, not us.
That's right. That's true.
You got that right, Mr. Secretary.
They're coming up. How's Cheryl? Is she all right?
Yeah, she's doing good. She's got her hands full keeping Rufus in check.
Oh, well, that's impossible. We know that.
I heard that 50-cent word y'all were talking about.
Elia Mazenary. I want you to use that sometime today, Big John.
I believe I will.
That's right.
Just remember this. If you're an Elia Mazenary person, you are charitable.
That's right.
You give things.
That's
you,
right. Yeah. You're a giver, not a taker.
Elia Mazenary means of a charitable nature. And when you're on the show tomorrow and Sunday,
all right,
you can find out how many people out there know the word Elia Mazenary.
That's right.
Okay, I'll put it to the test.
Big John, Melissa and I went. What'd you say?
I'm ready for the Chittenden Club meeting.
Well, that's coming up here before we know it, February 2nd.
I know.
Yeah.
There you go.
Got to get everything ready now. Yeah.
And I might caution people: do not show up without approval from.
That's right. There are armed guards around the
from the CIA.
Periphery. Yeah,
and the great one that is just not permissible.
Now, with no stragglers, we got
a very choice group of people.
Yeah,
handpicked by yours truly.
That's right.
And his committee. Yes, sir.
Rufus, let the people know what the CIA stands for.
The Chittenden Investigative Agency.
Of course. Hey, John, Melissa and I went down to Dorch's just before Christmas and got sausage and. I took a photo of Chitlin in a container there. I sent it to the great one.
Yeah, I approved of
it. They have everything there. Yeah, Chitlins look nice. They have some scrappling, whatever it is, Scrabble.
I know you got some of that air dried
crackling
sausage, Mike.
Crackling.
Some. Yeah, we got some sausages. I got the mild, and that is good stuff. And you know the. All of the candies and things that they have there at Christmas. It's a real show place. People love it. It's great.
You go crazy in there.
And of course, he got, you know, Bruce Smith, he really knows how to do it. He does.
They sure do. John, we got to go because the Tar Heels are coming up next.
All the best to you. See you soon.
All right, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Take care, guys.
Okay, you too.
That's Big John.
Yeah. Good friend. Good friend.
Well, Brother Rufus, you'll be at the inaugural next week, but maybe we'll hear from you by phone for a little while.
Yeah, we'll tell you what's going on there.
Paul, thank you, buddy.
Thanks for having me.
Ms. Phil, we'll be back soon. We'll see you at least February 1st for the 40th anniversary of the Weekend Gardener. That'll be at Campbell Road Nursery. So looking forward to that. Joel, excellent job as always, buddy. Thank you very much. Yes. Everybody have a great day. God bless.